This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Under 5 minutes to go. Handoff. Kroski Merritt.
There you go.
And he stays on his feet for the touchdown. 10 yards for the Commanders. And Kroski Merritt gets there.
You heard that Bill highlight. That means it's Bill time. We do it every week. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. That's not one. One of two touchdowns for our pal, Bill. Grant Danny here on the Fan. Zabe in for GP. I'm Danny Ruelle. Let's jump right now. This minute to the guest hotline, the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV for our weekly spot with Bill. Bill, what's up, buddy? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. How you feeling?
What's going on? How you doing?
We're great, man. So walk us through that first touchdown you scored. The second one was really fun. But that first touchdown you scored, it felt like they were doing a really good job in the run game and in run defense. And that was just kind of a, I see the goal line and I'm going. We're going to go through a bunch of contact. Walk me through that play.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was tough, like, to start. You know, you're going to get a couple yards here and there. But, I mean, I seen the crease, and I was like, okay, we need to make a play, and we really got to score. So I was like, okay, I'm really trying to get in there. So, I mean, it was cool.
It was a great one. And then we'll get to the highlight here in a second. But one other thing I noticed, Bill, in this one from you, I feel like you were asked to do a lot in pass pro. I saw you picking up a lot of blitzes, a lot of rushers. Just where is that in terms of how comfortable you are, kind of where you're at in your development there? It looked pretty darn good to me, but I'm just a pudgy idiot watching football at home.
Yeah, it's just trying to just be the best in everything I can be, and I felt comfortable just doing it. So I mean, that was something that I had on my list that I want to be better at during games. I mean, you know, you can run, but you know, you got to be great in all the other things. So it was good to go out there and like just execute without having the ball in my hand.
All right, I got some running back one-on-ones for you. All right, Bill. The first one is the Jumbotron rear view mirror trick. Have you ever used it before? Because last night, when Bijan was going for his home run, he was looking over his left shoulder, and after the game, he told Van Pelt, he's like, well, it's because the Jumbotron here is inside this circle. Yeah. He's like, I didn't have the Jumbotron rear view. Have you used it, and is it hard or easy to get accustomed to?
I mean, I only think I used that in college maybe once.
Okay.
I think that's kind of like, it just got to catch your eye, and then you just end up looking up. Well, I only used that one once in college, and it really helped though. Like you get to see what kind of angle they got, and I mean it's just next level stuff. Like only a few people can do that.
I mean, the bottom line is when you're out in the clear, just run. Run.
That's the best practice.
I don't even try to look back. I try to just look at the end zone.
Okay, what happens when you forget? This is also a running back 101 question. You forget the snap count. You're like, damn it, forgot. Now I'm sitting back here behind the quarterback. Everyone's watching me. What do I do?
All right, so in that situation, you might have to be a little bit slow when everybody moves if you don't know it.
So you don't try to jog your memory. You don't try to remember it. You accept the fact, I forgot. Yeah. We're going to be a little slow off the ball. I hope the film doesn't show it.
Yeah, you just got to be a little slow in that situation.
Usually, I'm just being patient. I'm a patient running back. That's how I operate. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt with us here on G&D, a.k.a. Bill, the people's running back. All right, let's go to the 72-yarder. That was a thing of beauty. Walk me through the play call. Walk me through what you saw, and then when did you know this might be a house call?
It was an outside zone play to the right, and we ended up calling it. And, I mean, I got beautiful blocks by everybody that played, and like once I seen daylight, I was like, okay, like this finally my chance. I can get an open field, and I was like, I'm not getting tackled. And it was good just to be able to take it all the way to the house for 72 yards.
As you break through right there, because I think you had to break a tackle or two if memory serves, right? as you're going through, mm-hmm. when does it go from this is a nice run to, oh my God, I'm going? Like 70 yards is a long way. I'd be really tired, but you're a professional athlete. When does it go from, oh, this is fun, nice play, good for me,
are we there yet?
To this is a highlight. Like yeah. when do you know on a run like that?
Oh, I kind of knew once I got past the second level and I seen nobody in front of me or I didn't have to try to make a safety miss. I was like, okay, like you just, the end zone is far, but you can't get caught. So like that was the main thing going to my head. Like just run fast. Like you are already there. You don't got to worry about making nobody miss and just run.
I love that. Did you hear from fantasy football champions and fans who said that you won them something?
I guarantee.
Like I guarantee yeah, you're sure. Your own rosters, man. Did you hear from folks?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's all people be talking about is fantasy football.
You were the talk of August. You know mm-hmm. that, right? Everyone's like, sure. Oh, look, we got a sleeper here. This guy Bill in Washington. Looking like he's going to get a lot of carries. And, you know, it's tough to tell once the season begins how the carries are going to sort out. But for those that stuck with you, they were rewarded in the end.
Yeah, it was good to be able to reward the people who ended up drafting me and getting me in fantasy. So it felt good.
All right, so Sunday is a meaningless game, according to us couch dwellers, which is, I'm sure, laughable to you as an NFL player and as a athlete. Tell me how you prepare for a quote-unquote meaningless game, so to speak. And have you played in many of these games in which you're like, yeah, technically this is not for much?
I mean, no, like it's an NFL game for me. I get a chance to go out there. I know people going to be watching, still getting evaluated. So, I mean, I'm going to treat it like any other week, just want to finish strong. That's the main thing. So, I mean, I'm definitely ready for this game. I get another chance to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, how strange is it you played these guys 2 weeks ago? The NFL's doing this new thing
with
the schedules.
Yeah, that's definitely strange.
Yeah. What's that like? I mean, you just saw these guys.
I definitely didn't. I never seen that like it until this year. But, I mean, it's just, okay, you know you played them a couple of days ago, and, like, you know how they play, and you know what you did wrong. So I think it's just that taking that approach to the game and just going out there and trying to execute.
Do you feel like, and it's so hard to tell, obviously, the Eagles are really good. They're 11-5. That defense is awesome. Mm-hmm. The challenges that they brought, do you feel like, okay, we know what they're going to do? Or is this the kind of defense where you go, they could do something totally different simply just based on what they saw from us? Like, how do you prepare knowing that you just saw them a couple of weeks ago in terms of what they might do to you guys?
I mean, we just got to we know the players that they got, they can do different things. Like, all of them can make plays. And we just got to go out there and execute and just try to play our best football. So.
How is their – well, you wouldn't know. You haven't played there yet. Their field is interesting. It's mm-hmm. natural grass, but it's got some of the synthetic woven into it. It's kind of like Green Bay's. You've played in Green Bay. How do you mm-hmm. go about figuring out what you're running on when you're playing somewhere for the first time? Like, how much can you test in warm-ups or take the advice of other guys to say, you know what, you need this size cleats or whatever?
Yeah, it's basically just like just seeing how you feel out there pregame.
So like, it's a feel thing.
Like you making full speed cuts and like seeing, do I need longer spikes or mm-hmm. like can I just play with my regular shoes? So it's basically just, you just seeing how you feel out there pregame.
How many sets of shoes do you have?
I try to bring at least three.
At least three?
Three, three is too many. But I got it. Well, it'll be like three of them in my locker.
Well, you say it's too many, but you got three. So what is it?
it's just like, I might want to switch it up. Like,
right.
It is too.
It depends on what we wear or like whichever cleat fit the best.
All right. So you're admitting it's too many, but you're a shoe diva, which is cool, which is fine. I'm with you on that. So you mm-hmm. you got three. So you got what? The turf nubs, quarter inch, and then what after that?
Now, all of them be the regular size. Okay. It just be for different looks.
Oh,
it's
really?
About looks.
Yeah, so but wait. you can go to a trainer and be like, I need bigger studs, and they'll just
okay, all right. Yeah, so what are the heights on the cleats? Are they quarter inch, eighth inch, half inch? What do we got?
I think quarter inch.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I usually only play in one type of spice.
All right,
Bill. So this is the important question that everybody always asks us about each and every week. And this is kind of where, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road here for you. I know you guys dropped a close game, the Dallas one-score game, but you had over 100 yards and two touchdowns. What was Cousins' reaction to you when you guys got home?
He was happy. It was Christmas, so he kind of gave me a pass. He was just, you know.
Did he get Christmas presents? What did he get?
He got some treats. He got what else did he get? He got treats and he got a couple toys.
There you go.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bill, you are the best, dude. Enjoy this last week. Happy New Year to you and everything. It's been a pleasure having you on all season long, man. Let's do it again next week after hopefully you guys beat the Eagles on Sunday.
Beat these savages. They're
we got you.
Yeah, they're actually playing for something. And
be nice to ruin that.
There is a great disdain for these green pukes in this area, as I'm sure you're learning. And as I'm sure you learned the first time you hooked up with these punks. So I called them punks. By the way, yeah, Bill did not call. That's not me. Let that be noted. I'm just saying right there. All right, have a good game and stay healthy, my friend.
Talk to you next week, bud.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
See you, Bill. Happy New Year too. There he goes. That is Jacory Kroski-Merrick, the people's running back.
You think he's getting a sense for just how much this city and this fan base hates the Eagles?
How crazy!
I hope so.
Yeah.
Like I hope that first game with all the fights and stuff really cemented that. Yeah,
it's still early in the week, and we're not the schedules. Do you think it's going to be like that again after Dan Quinn's presser about this is how they want to get down? Or
yeah, you
want
to get down.
About?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be chippy?
Yes. 1,000% I do, and I'm here for it. Although I don't want guys to spend any money they don't have to spend on fines for doing so. To me, the hatred of the Eagles crossed past, it went past the Cowboys, I want to say 15 years ago. I actually hate the Eagles more.
Well,
it's the proximity. Yeah. They've been more successful. They're less stooges than the Cowboys are. And yeah, their fans are absolute savages. They're filthy, horse manure eating at victory parade savages. So beating them is quite satisfying.
That's not based on a real thing. Yeah, that happened.
That actually happened.
That's an occurrence you're referencing.
And I would hate the Giants, Danny, except I just hate the Mara family going back to when they tattled on us
about the cap thing. Yeah.
The cap thing. Just the worst. But now I'm enjoying the hell that they are perpetually in. And they think they got a quarterback in Jackson Dart, and I'm not so sure. I hope that blows up in their face.
By the way, keep running quarterback power. I'd love to see more of that to make sure Jackson Dart stays upright. I love it. They should visit the blue tent more. Here's what I want to get into real quick. Before we do the Danny Ruye holiday impression all request line, we're going to start that at 5:45, close the show with it, okay? I want to know from you guys next at 800-636-1067. I want Wesley Financial to weigh in. I want corporate Ryan Clary to leave his corporate Zoom meetings to weigh in. Christian Darrisaw, Dameron, who's got to play tackle for both the Minnesota Vikings and run the board for us, okay? Want him to weigh in. Steve Zabin to weigh in as well. I will weigh in. My name is Fanny Mouye. What's the sneaky thing that has pissed you off the most about this Washington season?
Ooh.
So the big thing, they lose a bunch of games, lose the Cowboys, lose the Eagles, whatever. They're 4-12. They lost a million games in a row, 11 out of 12. The month long where they lost by 25 points a game, whatever, whatever. What's the sneaky little hidden thing that you can't get over?
Sort of a, this probably only tilts me, but I've got to get it off my chest.
This is small potatoes. There are so many bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
But this little thing has pissed me off and grinded my gears.
Grinded my gears. Style. Yeah.
What has bothered you that you, I bring it up every week and everyone's like, shh, shut up. They can't throw it, they can't run it, they can't stop anybody. There's a thing that has pissed me off and I can't get over it. I'll share that with you guys next. But I want to hear from you guys as well. 800-636-1067 G&D with you on the Fan.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
So years ago, Family Guy did kind of a movie. It wasn't a theater release, but it was just a longer two-part episode that eventually they packaged as a DVD of the Family Guy movie. It's where Stewie visits his future self. He lives in San Francisco with my partner Stewart. You know, so he goes and visits him, and there's all several plot lines that take place. One of them, though, is Peter Griffin gets on the nightly news with a segment where Lois loves it because she's very excited because he has a catchphrase. And the catchphrase that Peter uses is, "You wanna know what grinds my gears? Like, Lindsay Lohan's over there. I'm just here with my beer, and she's dancing. What am I supposed to do?" And it's a great bit, and it's really funny. I bring it to you now. What grinds your gears? What has bothered you about this season that isn't really that important? Welcome back to the show. It's Grant and Danny here on the Fan Zabe in for GP. Reminder, GP and I will be at Caddy's on Cordell Friday for a live appearance. We'll be eating appetizers. We'll be engaging in high fives and merriment. It'll be jovial. It'll be fun.
Come I'm glad the high fives need to make a comeback. The knuckle dap is way too widespread.
Well, especially
Let's
now.
Bring back the good old hard smack.
Well, especially now that everything is chapped and chafed. I mean, I got the right. My knuckles are in pain. They're bleeding almost, right?
Sure.
They're so dried out. So what bothers you that's hidden and small, that's underneath the surface? This is not why they're losing games. It's way bigger fish to fry.
This is Commander season specific.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll give you mine to set the tone. Then we'll go to Wesley Financial, we'll go to Zabe, we'll talk
Don't
to
go to me. Let me get out of the way first. I am still under a probationary period as a fan, so I have not delved into enough nitty-gritty to really have anything that grinds my gears as I'm catching back up to full speed. I'm sure at some point along the way
you'll see it.
I'll get there. The one thing, generally speaking, about NFL broadcasts that grinds my gears is when an announcer says, and they're forced to take a timeout. No, sir. You are never forced to take a timeout. Mm. You are always choosing to take a timeout. You may choose one instead of a 5-yard penalty, usually dumb in the second half of a close game, but stop saying forced. It's not forced. Nobody's forcing anything. Okay.
So mine's related to that. Every week, every single week without fail. It's 1.5 times per week. Sometimes the first half, sometimes the second half. But
Temples
it's going to happen.
Bulging.
It is that wasted,
veins
squandered,
throbbing.
We're disorganized. Whoopsie daisy. Timeout. Yes. You play hurry up all the time on offense. Yeah. The referee comes up and goes, I'm the letter T. And everyone has plenty of time to figure it out. And they run out of time all the bleeping time. They can't get the substitution
has
right.
Has Quinn been bad at that this year, especially on second half timeouts?
It has been. They haven't lost a single game because of it.
As bad as Rivera was?
Yes.
That's not possible.
It's hidden. It happens. The only exception is when it doesn't happen. They average 1.5 of these per game.
Wow.
And it gets glossed over. And then we go to commercial break. Cowboys are up 22 on this giant pile of turd. Black Cowboys. We're always doing that crap. And no one cares and no one listens. It drives me insane. It's controllable. I understand if a guy gets beat and he holds. I understand if you're competing for the football and there's pass interference. You get a good call, a bad call. Football happens. You tackle a guy, you don't. That other guy gets paid to play too. I can live with a bad performance. I don't like it. I don't want to just sit there and clap like a seal that everything's fine, but I understand it. That's the highest level of the sport.
Get the plays in.
The high school coach has to get it right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff going on, Danny. You don't know. There's a lot of confusion. I mean, come on.
There is a lot going on, and you're highly compensated to be on top of it. If you're not calling the plays, Rivera, Quinn, whomever, what is it you'd say you do here?
If it's in the first half, fine. First half timeouts, to me, they're like Mardi Gras beads, whatever. Second half, those timeouts are 40-second time coupons that you can't get back. So if you don't have all three in your pocket at the 3-minute mark in the fourth quarter, I maintain you're doing it wrong.
100%.
I maintain there is nothing that merits using a 40-second time coupon meant to bend reality in the final 2 minutes of a game in the regular run of the second half. Nothing. Not a decision on fourth and whatever. Not a challenge. Not a 5-yard penalty. Nothing.
The first half ones happen where it's like defensively, whoops. We can't get organized.
They literally don't matter because there's a whole half of football left.
I hear you. It matters to me, though, because you don't know about what end of half's going to be like. You don't know.
You're right. They could matter at the end of the half.
You can't
Fair enough.
Squander them.
It's the second half ones that drive me bonkers.
Of course they're insane. Yeah. And one day someone's going to realize a 5-yard penalty isn't as valuable as you said, as stopping time. But these are the whatever happened, and also the compounding factor. This is the hallmark of a crappy team. I've lived through plenty of these here in this marketplace, and you know this, man. When you call that timeout, watch what happens out of this timeout. It's a worse play. It's a false start.
How about a penalty?
Yeah, it's a penalty. It's a give up with 20 yards on defense.
The penalty out of a timeout is the second worst play in football to the crumble, as I call it, the kick return fumble. Crumble number one, penalty out of a timeout is number two of the dumb things.
Let's go around the room. Give me the thing that grinds your gears. Who wants to go first in there? Ryan, you're looking like you're antsy in the pantsy.
Yeah, I gotcha. All offseason long, we spent a lot of time raving about Brandon Coleman. And I think that even before we traded for Laremy Tunsil, a lot of people were like, oh, like this could be our franchise left tackle. And this is someone who is a building block. And Brandon Coleman started at left guard. He traded for Laremy Tunsil. I get that. I understand that. He played for the first two games. And then he was a healthy scratch for nearly a month and a half. And what are we doing? This is the time to develop this said person. And of course, now he is because Laremy Tunsil's hurt. But what was that whole thing about? It was so stupid. Like, what are you doing? Like, you just give up on him after two games? Like, plenty of players sucked after two games. But you didn't give up on them. Why Brandon Coleman, someone who was young and who was promising, and now all of a sudden, he's playing a little bit better now. So that drove me insane in the moment.
I love that. That little thing. It's not why they won, not why they lost, but it's a little deal that ground your gears. Wesley Financial Group.
Yeah, what's really driving me up a wall, and I feel like this every single week, is that linebacker position. And I point my fingers at Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner specifically. When I watch them, it looks like they're in slow motion. And you watch guys in college, and it seems like it's sped up compared to them. So I'm looking for the Commanders to look at that position and possibly draft in that, because I can't with this. They have had so many opportunities to make a tackle, and they simply just they miss it, their opportunities.
So if Bobby Wagner can reach you, you go down, right? If he's got his hands on you,
absolutely,
you go to the ground.
I agree.
It's that if, though, is such a huge part of that sentence. If he can get there, he makes the tackle. And by the way, gold jacket, Hall of Famer, superstar, whenever he's ready, whatever he wants to run, he can. I don't know if he's going to be the commissioner. I don't know what he's going to do, but he'll be successful at it.
But not fast.
An example of what people should aspire to be.
Yeah.
Now we got the next paragraph. He can't run with people anymore.
No.
I know the feeling, by the way. I can't keep up either.
You can't leg out a ground ball anymore.
No, sir.
Deep in the hole.
No.
Like you once did.
No, sir.
When you were once a spry colonial with a gleam in your eye and a spring in your step.
Yeah. And so many Miller Lights passing through. Darius, what grinds your gears?
This one's from the Danny Ruye school of hatred.
Oh.
Of things that the Commanders do. And I hate to beat up on this guy as he's injured and tore his ACL. Speedy recovery to Zach Ertz. The weekly Zach Ertz false start.
Oh, my God.
The veteran tight end who's been in the league for 10-plus years.
Rest days for everyone.
False starting every week.
God, guys,
sometimes multiple times.
My bad. Sorry about
that.
Sorry.
It just can't happen. It cannot happen from the veteran tight end. If John Bates does it, if Ben Sinnott does it, if Colson Yankoff does it, it's like, okay, cool, young player. Sometimes they make mistakes. Mr.
Once.
Not Zach Ertz. You can't do it every week, Zach Ertz. No.
I'm 100% with you. And as awesome a dude as he is, you saw it on the Hard Knocks in season. You saw the value. You saw the guy, you know, he can't bend his leg. He's in some kind of super turbo air cast or whatever, sitting there watching film of practice with Ben Sinnott. Yes. Yes to Zach Ertz, the dude. Yes to Zach Ertz, again, the Hall of Fame player. Unbelievable career. Just got surpassed, in fact, by single season tight end catch record by
Trey McBride. Yeah.
Buck 16. Of that 116, I think I got this number right. 81 was against Washington that year. But that false start every week. Seriously, dude? Like, seriously? Again, this used to drive me nuts. It drives me nuts in general about sports or whatever. When coaches that I played for, high school coaches, would not tolerate it. And then at the highest levels, I could not jump off sides. I could. I can't do anything else they can do. I can't run or jump or throw or catch or block or tackle, do anything these guys can do. I can do that part. That is so controllable, and it's so insane to me. that it's tolerated.
So apparently Grok.com claims Ertz had zero false starts for the Commanders in 2025. I found that AI and Grok for sports stats and research is very unreliable.
Yeah, that's wrong. There were two a week.
I know.
For a while.
I know. It's just so for those that think that AI is still, you know, is great and it's flawless. Not on sports stats. It gets a lot of things wrong. It's funny. I'm reading this going, oh man, Danny's going to lose his mind when I say that Grok claims he had no false starts.
Yeah, Grok just false started. 800-636-1067. We'll do this quick. JB and Waldorf, little thing that grinds your gears about this season.
Man, what's going on, fellas? Good afternoon.
Hey,
good afternoon,
buddy.
Man. Hey, like I was telling Durs when he picked up, man, it's the constant third and short, third and one, and we're always throwing off the back foot, throwing 10, 15-yard passes down the field when we need one stinking yard. I mean, just line them up, beat the man in front of you, and get the yard. And then they always cut to Kingsbury, and he's looking wide-eyed like he just smelled a whole pile of smelling salts. Like, I just don't know what's going on, man. We were one of the best teams on third down last season, and now we're the worst this season. I don't know what happened.
Something's rotten there. Appreciate you, dude.
The coordinator jump cut on TV is always so harsh. Like, something bad just happened. Here's the man responsible for the bad.
Yeah, so it was always doubly infuriating with Rivera because he'd have the speaker up. You know what I'm talking about? Like the headset part, the mic up.
Yeah, I would often say, what is it you do around here?
Who are you talking to anybody?
Like if you have a headset, then just give it up if you're not talking.
Yeah, are you having a running conversation with no one? Are you just listening because you're curious? Like what are you even doing here? So Quinn at least has his arms folded and is emoting, you know, and is like clearly pissed off and he's talking to somebody about something. But those moments where it's third and one and somebody gets real cute and doesn't do the right thing, et cetera, and it cuts to Kingsbury or any offensive coordinator. It's a lose-lose situation. But yeah, to the caller's point, by the way, they were a juggernaut on third and fourth down last year.
Yeah.
This
unstoppable.
Year, 25th in the league at third down conversions. Now, a lot goes into that. Could be, you know, you're worse on first down. I mean, last year, remember, they were so good on first down. They're getting 7-8 yards a pop.
They were always ahead of the chains last year.
Not the case this year, obviously. But down to 36%, again, down in the dregs with the Jets, the Raiders, the Browns, not places that
you lot goes into it, but guess what? You are where you are. And so you can't just hide from that number and pretend like, nah, it's not our fault because this, that, or the other.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams with offenses that weren't particularly good that are way ahead of you, like the Giants, the Steelers, the Colts, especially down the stretch. All right, let's do this thing together. 800-636-1067. You could tweet me at FunnyDanny. If you're in the YouTube chat, go ahead and put your request there. However you want to get to me, we'll try to do it. All right? Here's the deal. Here's how it works. If I can do the impression, I will try to do it. You request the voice, and you request the topic. The voice and the topic. It's the usual Christmas Eve holiday special, but we're doing it a week after. Does that make sense? It's the out-of-town preview, but it's in town. 800-636-1067. All request holiday impression line for me, Fanny Mouye. We'll do that next on The Fan.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, I got a cough drop in. You can hear it. Listen. Rattling around a little bit. Sound in my mouth. You got to lubricate the system, right? You got to get the mechanism working. Well, WD-40 for the throat. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Zabe in for GP. I feel bad just sort of forcing Zabe to sit here and sit through this.
Are you kidding me? I'm looking forward to seeing this from the front row.
You do have a good seat.
And I got one for you, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, so let me explain what we're doing super quick. All request holiday impression line. Okay, 800-636-1067. You could tweet me at Funny Danny. YouTube comment section. You give me the voice and the topic, and I will try to do it for you. Now, oftentimes people will say, can you, you know, do you do this, doing this? And I can't. So that's kind of, you're wasting your shot there. But if I can do it, I will try to do it. So for example, nobody asked me this, but you could say, could you have Lou Holtz discussing Skittles? Coach Lou Holtz discussing Skittles.
Well, the thing about the Skittles, if you get a purple Skittles, it's going to taste like purple. That's the thing about the Skittles, it tastes like the color of the Skittle that it is. The orange tastes like orange. Even though the Skittles are the same, it's going to taste like the colors. I don't know how they put the colors in the taste, but that's what they do.
That's Lou Holtz talking about Skittles.
Well, you really needed a lozenge for that one. That's a taxing impersonation.
That is a tough one. Thank you for noticing that.
Yes.
So let's see. This is...
I don't get to fire mine in first. Come on, I'm sitting right here.
You are sitting right there. Zabe, I turn it over to you.
All right, so I have been on Al Michaels' crusty ass for a while now because he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't give up the seat. And he likes his steak delivered at halftime with no vegetables, which is the only thing I like about Al Michaels at this point. He has the same palate as I do. But I'm desperate for him, especially after Buck and Aikman were so good last night. I'm desperate for him to just, please retire once and for all and let somebody else step in there. So I was hoping you could do Stewie asking Al Michaels when he thought it might be time for him to retire.
Hey, so Al, you go to second. Hey, man, sip it over. You know, so I was just wondering. God, it's awkward. Have you noticed you lost your fastball? Yes. So I'm Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles? You know what a miracle would be if you step aside.
Yes.
I'm having a very tough time understanding how unexcited you are to talk about football. You know, you should get paid more millions to stand there and say, okay, here comes the game winner, and it's good. See you tomorrow night. My God, man. Do you even have a pulse left? Here's your steak.
Yes. Perfect.
Stewie Griffin talking about Michael. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, I'll go to Perry in Olney. Perry, you're up first. All request holiday line. I never know what the name of it is. What do you got, buddy?
Well, thanks, Danny. First of all, I want to say I enjoy the show.
You're kind.
I love your comedy, and I missed you a couple of months ago at the Give a Hoot Comedy Club.
I was ill,
but I got my tickets for the 22nd of January. I'm going to see you there again in Gaithersburg.
I'm looking
forward to that.
I love it.
Do you do impressions during your comedy act?
There's some impressions that come through in there. Yeah, you'll see some of that.
Okay, great. I was going to ask you to do Donald Trump presenting the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama.
So we're going to talk about it, so-called Nobel Peace Prize. It's a very big prize. Many people have won it. I've won it 10 times, believe me. I was invented the prize. I gave it away. I invented two things. Number one, 6-7. I was the first person to do that. Second thing, we're going to give the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Hussein Obama, okay, because he was president once for 2 years, and it was a big deal. I've been president for 41 years. Many people don't know that. I invented the presidency. It was me, G-Dub, and Thomas Jefferson. We were rowing across the Delaware River, which I now own. It's a very, very nice river. We're going to give it to Barack Hussein Obama. Believe me.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know the content. It was fun. Let's go to the Twitterverse here. Let me see. Please do your Ernie Grunfeld impression on what the Wizards are thankful for going into the new year.
Well, we're not thankful that we still have all of our first-round picks. We'd like to trade them to Phoenix for the 10th straight year for maybe Marcin Gortat or Trevor Ariza. These are things that happen. And I called Memphis, and I tried to get somebody named Brooks, and it was the wrong Brooks. And we still did the deal anyway, even though it was a worse deal for us. But I'm very thankful that we've only won 7 games. And if we had won more during my time, I would still not be the general manager because I was terrible at the job for 15 years. Thank you.
And scene? Let's see. Let me do a couple more here. From Crash. I would love to hear robust and ready Charles Barkley giving his season-ending commentary on the Commanders.
All right.
Well, first of all, Ernie, like I say, what's the name? The comment? The commas. They didn't play so good, Ernie. They lost most of their games. They lost, like, imagine if Anthony Davis couldn't play because he was hurt. And then Dallas had to play in the week. That's what it was like. They lost every game by 20 point, 30 point, 22 point, 17, different number of points, Ernie. And when they lost the game, Jaden Daniel, he didn't play. And the many time, Terry McLaurin, he didn't play neither. But he would sometimes play. And then he played one time. Then he got hurt against Kansas City, Kenny. And he was out for 2 months.
Hey, Kenny.
And Noah Brown still can't play because he hurt all the time, too. So overall, they finished 15-2. It's a good season. They're going to win the Super Bowl next year. Back to you, Ernie.
And maybe that's how that would go. 800-636-1067. This is from Ryan. Would like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin sending back pasta. Again, I love these requests. This is why we do it. This is why we do it.
Why would he be sending it back?
I don't know.
For what reason? Undercooked? Overcooked?
It's
not enough butter? Not enough. Sorry, I'm stealing.
No, I don't. I have no idea. Until it hits. It's not me. It's the character.
I hear you.
First of all, you think this is al dente. You got to take the wax out your damn ears. What? That means to the teeth in Italian. I looked it up on Google Chrome. What? What? I asked for cream sauce. I don't know what the hell this is. I don't know if it's the cream of probably an appropriate word. I'm going to stop myself because I'm on television. What? Let me tell you something. Take this bow tie pasta with this horseradish nonsense back to the kitchen. Bring me some pescetti with some ragu on top of it. Get the Parmesan cheese out here and grate the son of a bitch over my meal. What?
I guess, Ryan, if that's what you were looking for, I hope I did it. Oh, the audience like that one? 800-636-1067. Let's see.
By the way, yeah. I'm a casual wrestling fan,
yeah.
But getting to see Stone Cold at Backlash at the Cap Center. Forget what year it was. It was me, Galdi, a couple other guys. We got the great PR seats up close. Stone Cold wasn't even wrestling then because his neck was all messed up, mm-hmm. But he drove in
neck
on the
and back, yeah.
Drove in on the Coors truck, got up on the turnbuckle, and caught the three beers and then just poured them down his neck. I felt like I had seen a genuine
You got to see something.
American moment. And I was so happy for it because he was and is my favorite wrestler of all time.
It cuts a promo like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. From the chat, this is a person that clearly knows the show. Chris, Charles Barkley trying to talk Grant into trying a Big Mac.
What? Oh, Grant doesn't like Big Macs?
He's a millennial. So the millennials have ruined everything for everyone. And the millennials don't like Big Macs.
Does he not like the lettuce? Does he not like the sauce?
He doesn't know what he doesn't like because he's never tried it.
Okay.
This is what there was an article about this, and he was like, yeah, as a matter of fact,
I've never had one either.
So the
millennials have tanked Big Mac sales?
Yes.
But it's still a mainstay on the menu,
It's still there. Thank goodness.
But sales are down.
Yes. It's somehow, I don't know how they figured this out. We read something somewhere once where it's like, yeah, millennials don't eat that.
You know what else millennials have killed is beer.
Yeah.
Millennials don't drink beer.
And it's true. What am I doing again? Oh, yeah, Charles Barkley.
Okay, Graham, first of all, like I say, the Big Mac, that's Mark McGwire. That's a baseball man. They name a sandwich after Mark McGwire. He hit the 25 home runs for the Cardinal. He hit some home run for the A. And they made a big burger where they put the bread right in the middle, Kenny. And that's extra bread. Anybody that says no to extra bread is a vegan, and you can't trust them. Ken is a vegan. A lot of people don't know that. But basically, if you have a Big Mac, that's sauce, Ernie. That's just ketchup and mayonnaise. But they call it a Thousand Island, but they say it's a secret sauce. There's no secret, Ernie. Well, you eat the Big Mac, and it's got pickle on there, and back to you.
That's what I would. That's what I'd guess it would be like.
Is that what that sauce is?
I think it's just kind of Thousand Island.
A variant of a Thousand Island.
Yeah, which is sort of just. But they put like a little relish in there, too.
Yeah.
It's like it's not that secret, but it's awesome. I'm not complaining.
I'm too much of a picky Pete to even think about eating a Big Mac, so that's just my own palate.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm a very basic cheeseburger, ketchup-only guy.
Well, I
know.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that either.
I know.
But at least you've had a Big Mac. Grant is not.
No.
800-636-1067. Tweet me at Funny Danny. Light up the chat. Whatever you want to do, I will try to do it for you. Good start so far. One more segment of this. It's pretty much me about me, just for attention. Next.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.